So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hakahanim Amirin Bishalahen, Karbana Shehifer Shakoin Lahakav La'atzbay Yisrael Amirin Bishalahen. A Kohen can transfer Temur only from his own carbon that he is bringing for himself. And likewise, the Yisrael can transfer Temur only from his own carbon. However, Ein HaKohanim Amirin Lo B'chatzav Lo B'ashtim Lo B'bachar. Kohen cannot transfer Temur from a carbon that the Yisrael gave him to sacrifice it for the Yisrael, such as a Chatzas, an Ashim, and a Bachar. Because as Rashi explains, Ein Lo Chelik Boy, El M'shas HaKtaras Emurin Be'elach, Ve'ein Od Matves B'davar Shein HaShaloi. The Kohen does not acquire his share in the Chatzas of Ashim until after the Emurim are burned on the Mizbeach, and one cannot transfer Temur from a carbon that is not his. And the mission proceeds with the discussion the reason for Bechar. B'yich Menduri asked, "Memnei ma'ein amir be'bechar? Why cannot a kohen transfer t'mur from a live bechar that completely belongs to him?" At first, Rabbi Akiva explained, "Chatzis ba'ashem matan l'kain u'bechar matan l'kain, because bechar is like a chatzis ba'ashem, and that they are all given to a kohen. Therefore, ma chatzis ba'ashem im amirim boy, a bechar im amirim boy. Just as a kohen cannot make a t'mur with a chatzis ba'ashem of a Yisrael, so too a kohen cannot make t'mur with a bechar." B'yich Menduri, however, countered. It stands to reason that a kohen cannot make tamur with a chatzis v'ashem because he does not acquire it while it is alive. But a kohen should be able to make tamur with a bechar because he does acquire it while it's alive. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva explained, because the pasuk states, v'hayuhu smirasa yekodesh. There's a hakish comparing the tamur to the original carbon as follows. Heichin kedusha chalolav beveis habalam. Of tamur beveis habalam. Just as an original carbon, including Bechar, gets its kedusha in its original owner's jurisdiction, because one cannot consecrate an animal that he does not own, so do the carbon transfer its kedusha to Temura only in its original owner's jurisdiction, but not after it was given to the kohen. And Rashi adds accordingly, Yisrael imheimer boi nitves bekedusha, sher b'shusa chala kedusha ala Bechar. However, if the original owner, the Yisrael, made a Temura from the Bechar before he gave it to the kohen, the kedusha would be effective because it is still in his jurisdiction. The Gemara introduces a discussion that is related to Rabbi Yechavanuri's statement of Bechar Zochem BeBechayev. A kohen acquires a Bechar in its lifetime. The Mishnah in Masechtas Maaseh Sheni states, Bechar Meichun Oise Tam Chai U'Bamum Chai B'Shachet. A Bechar that was given to a kohen. If it is unblemished, the kohen may resell it only alive, but not once slaughtered, because it's B'Zoin Kachin. While if it is blemished, the kohen may sell it both alive and slaughtered. And Rav Nachman Rabbi Barbu makes the following distinction. A kohen can sell a live bechar tam only today's times because since there's no beis hamikdash and the bechar does not stand to be sacrificed, the kohen acquires the bechar immediately. However, in the times of the beis hamikdash, a kohen cannot sell a live bechar tam because the tam lahakrabahu dekai. Since the bechar stands to be sacrificed, the kohen does not acquire the bechar until after Ketores Emor. The Gemara questions Rav Nachman from several sources, one of which is from our Mishnah, in which Rabbi Yechim Nuri says, Bechar Zochen BeBechayev, a kohen acquires a Bechar in its lifetime. And the Mishnah obviously refers to Bechar Tam Bizman Habayis, because Bechar is compared to Echatzes Ba'ashem, which apply only Bizman Habayis. Apparently, Islahu L'Koyin Zechi Begave, a kohen acquires a live Bechar even Bizman Habayis. The Gemara explains, the Mishnah refers to Bechar Bechutz La'aretz, a Bechar born outside of Eretz Yisrael Bizman Habayis. And Rabbi Yechim Nuri follows Reb Shimon, who holds Imboet Mim Yikrivu. Although this type of Bechar is accepted as sacrifices, it's preferable that they are not brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, since they do not stand to be sacrificed, the Kohen acquires them. The Gemara then seeks to say that whether the Kohen acquires a Bechar Tam Mechaim is actually Machlekes in the following Braisa. The Tanakhama says, Bechar Beveis HaBayil Moisim Temura, Beveis HaKohen Ein Leisim Temura. A Bechar can transfer Kedusha to a Temura only while in the owner's jurisdiction, but not in the Kohen's jurisdiction. Or Shimon Alasa says, Kivin Shabbat Lidei Kohen Ein Leisim Temura. The Bechar cannot transfer Kedusha from when it enters the Kohen's jurisdiction. Although they seem to be saying the same thing, the Gemara initially explains that the Machlekes is as follows. The Tanakhama holds Beveis Kohen Hu Oise Temura Ve'in Baal Oise Temura. In the Kohen's jurisdiction, only the Kohen can make Temura, but the original owner cannot make Temura because Isla the Kohen's Zechi Begaveh. The Kohen acquired it and he's the owner. While Shimon Alasa holds Kivin Shabbat Lidei Kohen Ein Oise Temura. In the Kohen's jurisdiction, even the Kohen cannot make Temura, because less than the Kohen's Chi Begavei, the Kohen did not acquire it. However, the Gemara explains it, not necessarily so. Perhaps the Machlekes follows the Machlekes in our Mishnah, regarding Bechir Bechutz La'aretz. And the Tanakhama concurs with Rabbi Yechim Nuri, who holds Kohanim and Mirim Bay, because they hold the Grib Shimon that it is preferable that they are not brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, since it does not stand to be brought as a carbon, Isla the Kohen's Chi Begavei. Why Shimon Lozik concurs with Rabbi Kiva, who holds in Kohanim and Mirim Bay, because the Hekesh teaches Temur Beveis HaBayil. It must be in the original owner's jurisdiction. Gemara concludes that Rav Chisda made the following distinction regarding the halach of selling a bechor tam. Leishano lekayin lekayin meicher naisai. A bechor in Yisrael aser. Bechor tam may be sold only by one kayin to another kayin. However, bechor tam may not be sold by a kayin to a Yisrael, because b'nei shenirik a kayin amaseyeh beveis agramas. A bechor tam is usually sold for a cheap price because it must wait for a mum. Therefore, it appears that the kayin sold it to a Yisrael for a cheap price in order to secure future becheris of the Yisrael, which is forbidden, as a kayin may not help out in the fields to secure the truma for himself.